Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Congressman Mark Alford from the other side of the state, who said on Fox on Sunday that yesterday he was going out to Whiteman and meet some of the pilots. His district includes Whiteman Air Force Base, so that's the home of the B-2 bombers, the 509th Bomber Wing. He's going to join us after the bottom of the hour. But first, our friend Paul Morrow is back with us. We're going to talk about several things, including the mayor's race in New York City, which is today. He's a retired NYPD inspector, attorney, founder of a great website, theopsdesk.org. Paul, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me get your thoughts first and foremost. I saw you on Fox earlier today about the situation in Iran, the reaction to the situation, the ceasefire that fell apart, Trump dropping the F-bomb today. That's getting a fair amount of attention. Thoughts on any of that as we get started?
Well, I think that if you were reading the tea leaves, and I don't want to take a victory lap because there are no victory laps here, but that said, last week I said, look, he's going to move. But when he does, it's only going to be when he knows, you know, to the extent that you can know, but that he's fairly confident that he's going to be able to do this thing successfully. And I think the equities were as follows. In addition to all the overlay of Israeli-Iranian geopolitics, Donald Trump had to make sure that in response to any move by America, that Iran didn't attack American assets in the Middle East. He came in on an anti-war platform, but he also had to be worried about the NATO mission inside of Baghdad, the NATO mission in Iraq, as it's called, the NMI, which is ongoing. There are NATO allies in there stabilizing Iraq, and he is today at the NATO summit in The Hague. And the last thing Donald Trump wanted to do was to go into The Hague when he's there to browbeat them into kicking up to 5% of GDP for their militaries. He didn't want to have to try to explain away dead or injured German, French, British, Dutch soldiers. So there were a lot of vectors blowing through this thing. He wanted to make sure he could move when there was going to be no risk of that and no risk of a B-2 stealth bomber, probably our most sensitive technology, getting shot down and landing inside Iran, which means Iran would have that technology, and which means the Chinese, Russians, and the North Koreans would have it in a week. So I think all of those things were blowing through this, and he was not going to move. Moving made sense in the way that he did in a limited strike, but it only made sense when you were really sure of victory. And he got to that point, I assume, on assurances from not only our intel, but Israeli intel and Israeli operations. And when they could assure him a corridor of safety for the B-2s, he pulled the trigger. So hats off. It looks to me, while it may look to some, the left is calling it impulsive and all sort of nonsense, it was anything but. And I think there's a good chance that it changes history for the positive.
Yeah, you know, obviously some of the things that are coming from Jasmine Crockett and AOC are just kooky. There was even, you know, I mentioned this earlier, there was a Washington Post editorial from three esteemed law professors who said, look, he has it in his constitutional responsibilities to do what he did here to Iran. So I don't really question that. Now, have you dug into the, I'm going to spend a little time on this later in the show, the Marjorie Taylor Greene response to all this? Because I don't think what she said is all illegitimate. I support the strikes, but then where I have some hesitation is, I even heard Lindsey Graham and others say, well, this puts them behind 2 years in the nuclear capabilities. That's not exactly what we heard over the weekend, and I think that would be cause for some concern, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course it would. And you have to say to yourself, look, if Iran is going to take the position, which the head of their atomic agency did today, as they're literally the ink is drying on the ceasefire, saying something like, oh, we're just going to go back to enriching and we're going to reconstitute the program. That's the exact wrong thing to say at this point. And while we don't want to be in a forever war with Iran, I get that. What is the alternative? That a messianic jihadi regime, a nation state that has the mindset of the 9/11 bombers, is going to have a nuclear weapon? If we don't think that that's a game changer, and then the idea that we can put our heads in the sand and say, Fortress America, none of this stuff can reach us, is preposterous. The world is very much smaller than it was even during the Cold War. And the idea that they are not going to have the capability of reaching New York or Washington is just a non-starter, because maybe they don't now, but once they have a nuke, look, no nation gives away a nuke, and no nation wants to be responsible for either even selling a nuclear device, certainly to a nutcase like Iran. But I can tell you that the North Koreans would be happy to sell them an ICBM or some delivery system that would allow them to get a nuke into play in our hemisphere. So these arguments I find anachronistic. I think that the day is come and gone for us to be able to say, Fortress America, put our heads in the sand. We know, by that calculus, we would really realistically not be able to project power anywhere. And if anybody thinks that just by saying, okay, we can grow our own food, do everything ourselves, if they don't think that's going to be a tremendous shock to the American system and American prosperity, they're wrong.
Yeah.
I do like reconsolidating and protecting and sort of drawing back a bit. I don't want to be the world's policeman and no more nation building.
But well, yeah.
The time for us to put our heads in the sand is over.
Well, and I agree with all that. My only hesitation in any of this is hearing that maybe this, you know, we don't know how much they moved around of the uranium, so there's that. Maybe the Chinese did something as well. But again, my only hesitation is if we only put the kibosh on this temporarily, we went in with a pretty heavy strike. That doesn't seem as much ROI as was sold by the president over the weekend. But look, I don't think we know all the facts at this point either.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know that we'll ever know what the ROI is on this. It looks pretty clear. I shouldn't say it looks pretty clear. It looks quite possible that they had moved some of the enriched uranium. But again, you could say, well, you should have moved quicker. But I really think it came down to the calculus of when can I move with an assurance of safety and success. And again, the alternative, which is likely what we would have gotten under the Biden administration, would have been another 4 years of hand-wringing. And in that time, almost certainly, Iran would have announced, we have a functional nuclear weapon, and Tel Aviv, you're on notice.
Yeah.
And then there would have been a whole new kettle of fish and a whole new bunch of naysayers. There's an old saying in foreign policy, your choices are between a bad choice and a worse choice. We took the least bad choice here, and I'll take whatever success we got for the time being. It's never going to be perfect. It never is.
I have Congressman Mark Alford, who's from the Kansas City side of the state, including Whiteman Air Force Base, coming up here after your segment. It's going to be interesting to hear his perspective. All right, so I don't know. I want to talk about this mayoral race in New York City. I don't know what your gut check is, but it was interesting. I don't know if you saw the editorial in the Chicago Tribune. Want to know how a socialist mayor would govern New York City? Ask Chicago. And that's pretty accurate with Brandon Johnson, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I did see that piece that's bounced around here in New York considerably because everybody considers it prescient. And but that said, look, you shouldn't need that article to know that this guy Mamdani is a disaster. What he's promising are all of the hallmarks of communism. And he's an outright Marxist. This is a guy who not long ago, a couple of years, I saw that he was tweeting to communists overseas who had won elections. I mean, as in communists, members of the Communist Party, congratulations, comrade, and things like that. And so they call him a socialist. That's a soft pedal. He's a communist. He wants to take over the means of production, essentially. He wants to make New York City's food stores owned by the government. He
right.
wants to take over most of the housing policies. He wants to all, but now he's backing off of defund the police because it's become a little bit less politically tenable. But he's talking about all kinds of replacement procedures for the police. Those will fail, and then he'll have to come back and reconstitute everything, and by then the streets will be littered with the dead bodies. He is completely untested, completely inexperienced, completely naive, entirely radical, adjacent to some people that have really troubling terrorism ties, and he is an anti-Semite. And I don't, you know, I say that without reservation because there's no other way to read some of the things he has said and done. And if this idiot city decides to vote for this guy because they bought into some TikTok videos, they deserve what they get.
All right, but
and
so
I say that as a New Yorker.
Yeah, so Cuomo is like, even in the Tribune editorial, they say front runner and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is in a tight race. So this is a tight race. I mean, he could win this. Is that what you're saying? Or is it, is Cuomo heavily favored, would you say, in your opinion?
No, Mom Danny is favored as of now.
Wow.
Mom Danny is favored as of now because of ranked choice voting, and this is why they put through ranked choice voting. Nobody needed ranked choice voting in New York. There was nothing wrong with the electoral system. It worked. They got this in so that they could split the vote on Democrat moderates and elect hyper-progressives. And you don't have to look any further than the announced strategy of the far-left candidates in this race. They know they can't win, so they're telling everybody, rank Mom Donnie number one,
right?
Do not rank Cuomo anywhere. People forget Adams got in, our current mayor, got in on the sixth round of balloting, and he only got in by about a half a point. It just creates chaos. It's expensive. You need multiple runoffs. Ultimately, right now, Mom Donnie is favored to win, I think, on the third ballot is what they're expecting. And then what it comes down to is generally in New York, the Democratic primary is the election for mayor.
Right,
and this
exactly.
is where it, you know, evolves to, and this is what you get. But this year, if it is him, well, this year might be the first year where I could say, you know what, you could have a dark horse and somebody like Curtis Sliwa, who is the Republican, or Eric Adams, who is running as an independent. I don't think any of the other independents have enough name recognition, but Adams has been such a non-entity. This goes back to what I just said about foreign policy. Frankly, Mark, it's a choice between, it is your least bad choice. Now,
yeah.
That said, I think Curtis Sliwa could be a good mayor if they'll give him a shot. But, you know, he has that R after his name. And in this town, that's usually the kiss of death.
Yeah. And look, he's been the, the never ending candidate for mayor. And obviously, we go back quite a few decades with Curtis Sliwa. There's no doubt about that. Hey, one thing I did want to get in here because we're going to run out of time is that I saw some breaking news this afternoon that a grand jury has indicted Carmelo Anthony on this first-degree murder charge for the stabbing death of Austin Metcalf. This was during a track meet in April. I don't know what took so long. You and I, I'm sure, talked about it at the time, Paul.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, this is the system grinding slow. There was a lot of attention on this. It's become racially charged. There's a GoFundMe for him. But according to the story and the evidence that's out, the reporting indicates that there was enough of a case there. The grand jury came back first degree. It's not death penalty, probably because of his age. He would be looking at 99 years as the top sentence. But there was other reporting recently that there's a video that demonstrates that the counter narrative that had been put out about what happened is in fact not true. and that this is one of those cases, much like Karen Reed, that got tried in the media. And that's not always the best place for it to be. And the DA down in Frisco, Texas, released a statement today saying, essentially, let's try this in the courtroom, please, because that's where it should be.
So on the Karen Reed front, I was out last week, so I didn't talk about it, but I did pay attention. I knew that she was found not guilty, and you and I talked about that. Look, I think they overcharged in that case, and I watched the documentary, and I guess they're going to get a great season two on Netflix because of the verdict, and maybe they would have one way or the other, but there was too much reasonable doubt. At least the defense planted too much reasonable doubt, and I guess even the jury foreman is speaking out for the first time saying that she didn't do this crime. I think she ran over him with the car, okay, personally, but I don't think it was a murder charge.
The thing about that is that it gets very legally nuanced, Mark, and I'm, you know, I was inclined to agree with you, but after really delving into it, just putting my lawyer hat on, it's very boring. But what it comes down to is you didn't need intent for murder two. You need it for murder one. For murder two, you just need malice aforethought. And the definition of malice aforethought does include being extremely reckless. And so the theory for the murder two charge was that anybody who would drive forward 6 feet and then reverse at 24 miles an hour at whatever it was, 15 feet or something, and then sideswipe her boyfriend and then drive away, leaving him in the snow without checking on him and seeing what happened, is extremely reckless by definition. So it makes it a little bit more reasonable. I'm not sure I disagree with you, by the way. It might have just been cleaner to go with the manslaughter charge, and who knows, you might have got there. But look, I think it was tried in the media, and I'll just close with this. For us to believe that she had not done it, what you'd have to buy is the alternative narrative again, which involves well into double figures, multiple agencies, all of them keeping perfect operational security, no texts or anything like that, didn't know each other, all of them colluding on this arabesque complex conspiracy. And then at the end of the day, as part of this genius conspiracy, let's dump them on our front lawn.
And that did not happen. Right. I think we know that. Paul Morrow, you're always great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Keep us posted on the mayor's race.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
Will do, pal. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.